It's Wednesday, October 12th. I'm Todd Maffin. Today, another day, another data protocol. This time, Google thinks it's cracked the code. Again. More shoppers say they'll use debt to buy gifts. Zuckerberg's metaverse still fails to impress anyone. Will Apple be your next media buy? And Snapchat's AR is getting downright spooky. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Well, as we get closer to the cookiepocalypse, most digital marketers are keeping their eyes open for stronger first-party data solutions. Yesterday, Google introduced one, a new process for display and video 360 campaigns called Publisher-Advertiser Identity Reconciliation, or PAIR, P-A-I-R for short. With PAIR, publishers and advertisers have the option to reconcile their first-party data for audiences who have visited both an advertiser's and publisher's site. Now, it gets a little technical in the weeds, so I'm just going to quote directly from Google here. Advertisers and publishers will be able to activate encrypted first-party information that is unique to their sites via aggregation. This process ensures no user-level data is ever shared between parties, and the aggregated data is only readable and meaningful in the limited context of their direct relationship. PAIR gives advertisers the opportunity to more closely connect with their well-known audiences while avoiding tracking individuals across the web. As a result, advertisers can show relevant ads to some of their highest intent audiences, helping to increase ad performance and hit marketing objectives while respecting people's privacy expectations, unquote. So a little complicated, I'm going to rely on an example that Google gave, again quoting them. For example, imagine you're a shoe retailer and a group of people have signed up to your store's mailing list. Separately, these same people on your list have also shared their email addresses with a publisher when browsing content online. With PAIR, you will be able to reach these people with relevant ads on that publisher's website because they have an existing relationship with you and the publisher, unquote. So essentially, it's a kind of a cross-match between the advertiser's database and the ad platform that will enable direct targeting. Google says the process uses clean rooms to connect the data. According to Google, clean rooms ensure any data shared by advertisers and publishers stay secure, and only their encrypted data gets shared with Display and Video 360 for reconciliation. If you don't offer a buy now, pay later payment method on your e-commerce store, here is your sign to consider getting one this holiday season. A new survey finds that half of Gen Z and millennials plan to use buy now, pay later services this holiday season. While as a whole, 2 out of 5 consumers plan to use the short-term financing option for holiday gifts. A fifth say they are using BNPL services because they're low on cash. The data also suggests further willingness among consumers to take on debt this shopping season, with 4 out of 10 respondents indicating they'd be more likely to open a new retail store credit card in order to receive discounts and offers. Not surprisingly, as consumers pinch pennies, everyone is looking for a deal this season. 9 out of 10 consumers plan to look for discounts and offers while shopping for the holidays, but nearly 2/3 say they're not actually expecting better deals. Consumers indicate they'll hunt for discounts on retail store websites and mobile apps, followed by loyalty programs, then marketing emails, and finally discount websites. Finally, the survey found that the majority of Gen Z and millennial consumers intend to buy their holiday goods via social media. The data comes from Blue Dot survey of more than 1,000 American consumers. Some big news from Mark Zuckerberg. Meta has finally figured out legs for its avatars. Apparently, VR headsets have always had a hard time determining the location of your elbows and legs. Meta's new system uses AI to guess where your legs are. More relevant to us in yesterday's big VR announcement fest, and kind of relevant actually, maybe not even that relevant, is that you will be able to feature your brand's avatars in Reels videos. I know that'll come as a shock to you, as well as video chats on Messenger and WhatsApp, in case you're there or, you know, even have a brand avatar. Not everyone thinks VR is the future of marketing, commerce, and everything. TechCrunch, for instance, says Zuckerberg's VR hype is nothing more than an inferior rehash of what we already have. Quoting the piece, the silliest example of this is the new capability to enter a Meta VR environment through an embed on a website. This was described as perhaps the first way many people will experience a virtual environment. It's hard to know where to start with this notion. Of course, people have shared virtual environments for decades. When it's viewed on a regular monitor, it's no different than Second Life or World of Warcraft or any of the popular games and platforms that have come and gone and come again over the years. The difference is, those had a reason to exist. Being a game, you can progress and share hundreds of hours of unique experiences in, for instance. Meta's environment is just that, an environment. It's hard to imagine why anyone would want to join this web interface unless they had no other option, like if the meeting was only being held in VR. But of course, Meta has had trouble even getting its own employees to do that, unquote. And one more item to report from yesterday's announcement that is vaguely in our digital marketing world. You can now share Horizon Worlds videos to Reels. Oh my God, finally. More news about Apple's looming ad network that we may all soon be buying media from. The company is reportedly looking into moving into the TV ad space and could start selling video ad inventory as early as next year, possibly through an ad-supported Apple TV Plus tier. According to multiple sources, Apple is quietly pushing a TV ad product with media agencies, this reporting coming from Digiday. One source said that a few months back, Apple was discussing an ad sales approach that resembled selling search ads rather than the traditional audience-based pitch that most TV sellers take to market. Apple TV executives talked about building an API platform, much like how Google or Microsoft Search is bought. Quoting that source, their view, which they clearly articulated, is they don't believe in clean rooms. They don't believe in any use of data. At that time, they were very anti-ever working with a demand-side platform, and they also were saying they don't have the capacity to build one, unquote. That, of course, has changed, as we reported back in August, that Apple is building a DSP. Digiday added that a company executive who more recently spoke with Apple confirmed that the company is planning to use a DSP for their TV inventory. But the big question is, when? Another agency source said Apple didn't ask the media agency network to set aside client dollars in the fourth quarter. So, early 2023 seems more likely if reports are true. Snapchat has launched a new AR-to-purchase feature that lets consumers try on Halloween costumes and buy them directly within the app. The new augmented reality feature is in partnership with the costume company Disguise Costumes. Here's how it works. You can try on a new experience by typing Disguise Costumes in the app's search bar to browse through the costumes. Or you can look for specific costumes by searching for movies or TV shows through Lens Explorer, like Squid Games, Stranger Things, and so on. Then you need to take a few full-body photos, and Snapchat's augmented reality technology will apply a costume to your body. If you like it, you can buy it right within the app. The purchase goes through Disguise Costumes, but is handled inside the Snapchat app. And finally, a little bit of a nerdy thing. If you have developers, this might be of interest to them. Instagram is now requiring that all developers of third-party apps that use its Share to Stories feature must now have a registered Facebook app with basic settings configured in order to continue using that functionality. Meta says that the Facebook app ID associated with the registered Facebook app is now a required field to integrate with Share to Stories. If you've previously integrated without sending a Facebook app ID, you have to make this change by November 30th to avoid disruption to your integration. If you don't do this, users of your app will no longer be able to share your content to Instagram Stories. Share to Stories on Facebook, by the way, already has this requirement, and an existing Facebook app ID can be used. All right, I think I've broken my habit of Disney Dreamlight Valley. The secret was to make pumpkin puffs, which go for a ridiculous amount of money. I'm sitting on 360,000 gold coins right now, which means probably don't need to farm for a while. I am still going to check in every day or so on Scrooge McDuck's store because he does have some pretty cute Empire waist dresses. Just saying. This also means that I have some time to listen to true crime podcasts, which, you know, I'm going to be honest, it's probably not as healthy as it should be. But hey, at least one thing is I can listen to podcasts and do things at the same time. I can water the lawn. I can weed the garden. I can do dishes. This makes my wife very happy. I can't really do any of that stuff when I'm on the damn video game. Almost 1,000 digital marketers just like you are in our Slack community. This week, Paco was discussing how Facebook impressions seem to be spending wildly in the first couple of hours of the day and then shutting off. Claire got some great advice about how to raise prices for a long-standing client. Themba started an interesting chat about what percentage of a brand's revenue should go back into marketing. Kristen today reports that her company's live streams have seen a really strange geographical shift. Their regular viewers seem to have been replaced entirely by people from the Middle East. You too can get help from marketers. Stay on top of bugs on the platforms. I'm there all day. There's a channel you can promote yourself in. Sometimes all you need is a friend. Let us be your marketing buddy. I'm Todd Maffin. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.